Welcome to the American Speech Language Hearing Association's podcast series, highlighting issues in the field of human communication.
Today's subject is living with hearing loss, and I'm speaking with Pam Mason. Pam is the Director of Audiology Practices for the American Speech Language Hearing Association. And Pam, my first question to you is, from the people that you've seen as a professional, as an audiologist, what is it like to have hearing loss?
Well, hearing loss comes in all sizes and shapes. Some people consider themselves deaf, culturally deaf. They use sign language and may or may not wear hearing aids. But most adults with hearing loss have acquired the loss over time. Sounds diminish slowly over time, and hearing loss is most often like that. You may feel that your hearing is fine, and you lay blame on other people. They're not speaking clearly. Still others may wake up one morning and find that their hearing has dropped significantly and quickly overnight. If you lose your hearing suddenly, go to the doctor immediately. There are certain medications and treatment that can save you from further hearing loss or even improve your hearing. Unlike vision, we can't close our ear lids to experience deafness. It's more subtle. The way we can close our eyes and see what it's like to be blind. With a hearing loss, you may hear, but it's not clear. You may make rhyming mistakes, just missing one sound in one word, like the TH in the word thumb or the F in the word fun. If you miss recognizing those two similar sounding words, it can mess up your whole understanding of the conversation. So one sound in one word can confuse you. So you want to make sure that you can hear all of the sounds clearly to keep you intact and communicating and socially interacting with others.
Well, Pam, as you know, AARP and the American Speech Language Hearing Association have jointly polled AARP's membership about the state of their hearing, and it's pretty revealing. One thing that it shows is that there are tens of millions of people who are older Americans who are living with untreated hearing issues, but that also means that there are millions of people who are living with those people or are friends of those people. What mistaken assumptions do people commonly make about those with hearing issues?
Well, I'm going to talk first about the person with the hearing loss. Sometimes they think they can fake it, but really what's happening is maybe they're missing the joke or they're laughing inappropriately. They think they're covering it up. Maybe they're monopolizing conversation. If I'm doing all of the talking, I don't have to do any listening, so I'm just going to keep on talking. And some people have known somebody who's tried hearing aids years ago, before all of the new technology that's available today. The hearing aids failed for that person, so they have a negative experience. Even hearing about somebody else's negative experience can keep you from seeking out treatment. But family and friends can provide support. They can help in understanding and encourage you to seek out help. Loved ones really don't want you to suffer and withdraw from family activities. But sometimes people that maybe aren't quite as loving will make the assumption, not, gee, I have to increase my volume because this person can't hear, but, what's the matter with that person? He's ignoring me. Is that person a snob? He doesn't understand what I'm talking about, and he didn't get my joke. So there are a lot of misinterpretations about hearing loss because you really can't see it. You can't really see the hearing loss the way you could see somebody maybe in a wheelchair. So as you begin your journey to seek treatment for hearing loss, enlist the support of family and friends. Most likely they're going to be very pleased to help you because they too have suffered with your hearing loss.
I would assume, too, that the same sorts of scenarios that you've just drawn would happen in the workplace, would it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it can be even more critical if you're in important business meetings and you miss some important nugget from your boss. It could be financially disastrous if you're not able to communicate well in the workplace. And bosses may misinterpret hearing loss and the need to accommodate you in some way or to suggest that you do something. They may think, why did I hire him? Why did I hire her? She's not up to speed on what we're talking about in these meetings all day long.
Well, the polling that I referenced a moment ago indicates that people are reluctant to talk with family members and friends in particular about hearing issues, and that a significant percentage of people who know someone with hearing loss don't suggest that they get help. That's about 40% of the older Americans that we polled. What's going unaddressed here, and what are effective ways that family and friends can approach someone they know about their hearing problem?
It may be a reluctance on the part of family and friends because they harbor their own personal negative stereotypes or stigma associated with hearing loss, aging. Maybe they don't want to say something to a friend or family member because they don't want to input their negative feelings about hearing loss onto somebody else. Maybe they don't want to point out, well, you're getting older, or something of that nature. I really don't know why people are hesitant to talk about it. The family and friends may definitely be feeling the effect of the hearing loss. They can get frustrated. They have to do this, expend the extra energy. They have to repeat themselves, speak up, and finally they may just say, oh, the heck with it, never mind. That's a real bad situation that breaks down communication.
Well, could it be that just as the person with the hearing problem is trying to cover it up, so to speak, and thinks they're getting by, the people on the other side, the people who are living with this person, think it's just more expedient not to deal with the situation, you know, don't want to offend Uncle Bill or Mom or Dad, and, you know, it's no big deal.
Except that they're the ones that are spending the extra energy. They become the hearing aid.
Yeah.
And that can drain your energy. So there's a fine line where you start to invest or to think about your investment of energy. And if you're just saying, never mind, or I'm not going to talk to you anymore, that really breaks down friendships and communication, and you end up just barking commands back and forth. You have time to go, and let's get in the car now. And the hearing impaired person that has untreated hearing loss may think, why are you yelling at me? Why are you so angry at me? So there can be a lot of misconceptions that float around in our personal interactions that are related to hearing loss.
Right. Well, if you're someone who has a hearing issue, or if you're someone who knows someone who has a hearing issue, where can you get information and help?
Well, there are a couple of suggestions that I have. First, if you're unsure whether you have a hearing loss, but you may be perceiving that you have a hearing loss, I recommend that you take the self-test. The self-test will help you to identify if you should seek out the services of an audiologist. ASHA has a self-test available online. Just go to www.asha.org and use the search term self-test. And this self-test asks questions like, do I have problems hearing on the telephone? Do I listen to the television so loud that I push people away? They don't want to enjoy TV with me because I play it so loud. Do I miss the doorbell ringing if I'm cooking in the kitchen? Do I feel that other people are mumbling? So that's a good conversation opener. If you think that you may have a hearing loss, you can take that self-test and then discuss it with family and friends, and that may open up the dialogue and you may get the support and encouragement from your family and friends to seek out help.
Pam Mason, that's very helpful information. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Be sure to check www.asha.org periodically for the latest podcast in this continuing series.